Blog Talk Radio.
I'm a truth terrorist. I'm a knowledge gangster. I'm a black history hitman. I'm a lie killer, urban gorilla. I gotta be a roughneck.
Free the Black Panthers, FCBP. Stand for free the Black Panthers. And fuck the black police. That 13th Amendment, trying to make a slave of me. You can lock my body, can't trap my mind, not forever be free.
Okay,
free the Black Panthers, FCBP. Stand for free the Black Panthers, and fuck the black police. Feds infiltrated our movements for black leadership roles. But we still here, finna build here, fuck coin tail pro.
Show,
they got me started, lying hearted, I'm the new Mufasa. And I'm all about Umoja, first in Gruz Usaba. Let's bring back the black families, we need our father. Single mama, son and daughter, that's root of the problem. Wise up, we wise up, unity so powerful. Black banks, black schools, black owned, black power moves. You telling lies, you think this shit gon' be televised. Black power, be scared guys, that be standing there like they paralyzed, huh? We say fuck the system, cause we above the system. We keep ARs and pistols, shotguns that's worth the crystal. But that's for self-defense, make sure we have no issues. Be sure to leave it at the door if you have it with you. This for them freedom fighters, that lost their freedom. Until they freedom, we screaming carpe diem. This for the general, King Khalid Muhammad. We gon' make your day a holiday, I fucking promise. Free the Black Panthers, FCBP. Stand for free the Black Panthers, and fuck the black police. That 13th Amendment, tryna make a slave of me. You can lock my body, can't trap my mind, not forever be free.
Okay,
free the Black Panthers, FCBP. Stand for free the Black Panthers, and fuck the black police. Feds infiltrated our movements for black leadership roles. But we still here, finna build here, fuck coin tail pro.
RBG, 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 RBG. My sisters, my brothers, the council, the elders, shit, that's really all I need. We suited, we booted, don't do it, you stupid, we head to the armory. Black woman and goddess, regardless, my heart just don't fuck with misogyny. Bullshit, I don't tolerate it. Melanated, so you gotta hate it. Barack fucked up another conversation. Trump finna get inaugurated, damn. Unify or die, NBPP.org.
First and foremost, the new Black Panther Party, no other Black Panther Party, we are not violent. We are for self-defense and self-determination. The most violent group in this country are the police. What is taking place by the police department to black people across this country is ethnic cleansing and genocide. It has escalated since the day that Barack Obama was inaugurated in 2008. We have a people who are only 13% of the population, yet we make up 80% of the prisons. We have 50% unemployment rate in the black community, and it's actually even more than that because they're not counting our people that are in the prison. The 13th Amendment says you cannot be made a slave or indentured servant unless you commit a crime. The 14th Amendment forced our people to be subjects of this government. We never had any say in that. We need our own nation.
We're coming to you live from WRBG Radio. Tonight we got a special speaker for you. He's an up-and-coming artist. He's one of the new leaders and starting trends. Hold on one moment.
Hey, man, they ready for you, bro. Yeah, they ready. Everybody in there.
Attention, all soldiers, come gather formation. My African warriors to my thugs and gangsters. It's time to fight hard, cause our life is in danger. Stop practicing on each other and get the one that's a gangster. It's time to link up and form one big army. Unite all of our numbers, get them people up off us. This whole thing designed to get you broke or you locked up. But we gon' tear it down because this world belongs to us. I say more attention, step ripping, come for the devil. You can see death in line, you got nine, what you saw.
Circulate the black dollar, keep
beat the black, down a black. We was taught by master not to have each other back. Now we linking with each other, help each other stack, stack. Black pride, one nation, strong and black. That's what's down, see that job that you seek, it ain't all that it seems. They tryna really let your black Wall Street dream. You gon' make it all happen like a king and a queen. But when you rep the culture, it ain't hard as it seems. We gon' march like Martin by the window like X. We gon' free our people by enemies next. Since the last and Queen Omega showed us that we're royalty. And garments like the bread and bars are both to set us free. When I march, but they step ripping, come to the death. We gon' see you pass the lies, you got they bring guns, they bring dope, alcohol to the hood. They want you to sell dope, kill and rob for your food. But they ain't bring no jobs, so people dying for the food. It's Operation Us and we gon' operate on us. When I say march, you say step, rep and come to the death. You can see past they lies, you got knowledge yourself. You's a king, you's a queen, to your people, you's a savior. If you don't know your culture, come and let me activate ya.
Here we are. Here we are. This one right here is for the people.
That's dumbest, can't read the language of Egyptian mummies. On a flag or a moon, and can't find food for the starving tummies. Pay no mind to the youth, cause it's not like the future depends on it. But still the animals in the zoo, cause the chimpanzee, them a make big money. This is how the media villages, on TV the picture is. Savages the villages, and the scientists still can't explain the pyramids. Evangelists making a living on the videos of ribs of the little kids. Stereotyping the image of the images, and this is what the image is. You buy a coffee pants and all of a sudden you are there in Indiana Jones. And I keep out the gold and keep out the scrolls and even the bird bones. Some of the worst paparazzi I've ever seen and ever known. Put the words on this place that the world can see and it's all that we'll ever show. So the ones in the west will never move east and feel like we'll be at home. Get tricked by the beast but the way them a go flee when the monster is fully grown. Salamonic line is where them two can defeat and them could have never clown. A spiritual DNA that's sent in my soul and I will forever own, Lord.
Yeah. Savali, patience. What the old folks told me. Can you get with that? Discovering a world before this world. A world buried in time. Uncovered with rhyme. It gets no realer.
We born not knowing, are we born knowing all? We growing wiser, are we just growing tall? Can you read thoughts? Can you read palms? Can you predict the future? Can you see storms coming? The earth was flooded, you went too far, you would fall off. Now the earth is round, if the shape changed again, everybody would have started off. The average man can't prove of most of the things that he chooses to seek of. And still run research and find out the root of the truth that you seek of. Gotta teach in universities and claim that they're smart and cunning. Tell them find a cure when we sneeze and that's when their nose starts running. And the rich get fixed up when we get cut. Wanna heal them broken bones in the bush with the wet mud. Can you resign? Can you restart? Can you make peace? Can you fight war? Can you milk cows, even though you drive cars? Can you survive against all odds now?
It's crazy. When you feed people the truth,
they gon' react. I'm scared of wrongdoers, people that's just ignorant, and scared of the truth. Be patient, for now. Who wrote the Bible? Who wrote the Quran? And was it a lightning storm that gave birth to the earth and then dinosaurs were born? Who made up words? Who made up numbers? And what kind of spell is mankind under? Everything on the planet we preserve and can it. Microwave it and try it. No matter what, we'll survive it. What's you? What's man? What's human? Anything along the land we consuming. Eating, deleting, ruining. Trying to get paper. Gotta have land, gotta have acres. So I can sit back like Jack Nicholson, watch niggas play the game like the Lakers. In a world full of 52 fakers, gypsies, seances, mystical prayers. You superstitious, throw salt over your shoulders, make a wish for the day, cuz like somebody got a doll of me. Sticking needles in my artery, but I can't feel it. Sometimes it's like part of me, but I got a real big spirit. I'm fearless, I'm fearless. Don't you try to grab hold of my soul. It's like a military soldier, 10-7 years old. I held real dead bodies in my arms, felt their body turn cold. Oh, why are we born in the first place if this is how we gotta go? Stay. To all the wisdom and knowledge seekers of the world. Savali, patience.
Yeah. Black woman. About to black out. All black everything. Black woman, black hips, black kiss, black lips, afro with a black pick. Love when you talk that black ish. Black man, black fist, black gat, black grip, backlash on the black lips. Still gonna talk that black ish. Black man, black land, black people, black land. Cash for change, only black hands. Black businesses, black men, black banks, black dollars, black schools, black scholars, black doctors, black lawyers, black inventors, black farmers, black salons, black parlors, black designers, black garments, black stage, black performance, black panel, black audience, black mother, black father, black son, black daughter, black love, black honor, black today, black tomorrow, black woman, black hip, black kiss, black lips, afro with a black pick. Love when you talk that black ish. Black man, black fist, black gat, black grip, backlash on the black lips. Still gonna talk that black ish. Black God, black Jesus, black face, black features, black race, black people, black face, black Easter, black leather, black parade, black shotguns, black AKs, black solutions, black answers, black power, black panthers, black God, black Jesus, black face, black features, black race, black people, black face, black Easter, black leather, black parade, black shotguns, black AKs, black solutions, black answers, black power, black panther, black woman, black hip, black kiss, black lips, afro with a black pick. Love when you talk that black ish. Black man, black fist, black gat, black grip, backlash on the black lips. Still gonna talk that black ish. Black man, black land, black people, black land, cash and change, only black hands, black business, black man, black bank, black dollar, black school, black scholar, black doctor, black lawyer, black inventor, black farmer, black salon, black parlor, black designer, black garment, black stage, black performance, black panel, black audience, black mother, black father, black son, black daughter, black love, black honor, black today, black tomorrow, black woman, black hair, black kiss, black lips, afro with a black pick. Love when you talk that black ish. Black man, black fist, black gat, black grip, backlash on the black lips. Still gonna talk that black ish.
Down that road again, it's all the same. The world, I fight you, I fight myself. I fight God to tell me how many burdens left. I fight pain and hurricanes, today I wept. I'm trying to fight back tears, blood on my doorstep. Life's a living hell, puddles of blood in the street. Shooters on top of the building, government aid ain't relief. Earthquake, the body drop, the ground breaks. The poor run with smoke lungs and scarred face. Who need a hero?
Hero.
You need a hero, look in the mirror, there go your hero. Who on the front lines at ground zero?
Hero.
My heart don't skip a beat even when hard times bumps the needle. Mass destruction and mass corruption, the souls of suffering men. Clutching on deaf ears again, rapture's coming. It's all prophecy, and if I gotta be sacrificed for the greater good, then that's what it gotta
you
be.
Pray for me.
Yes, Black Power. Welcome, welcome tonight to the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense live radio broadcast. We are live here every night. Call in 718-664-6398. Press the number one to go live here tonight, day 512. This broadcast powered by the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense under our national chairwoman, Sister Krista Muhammad. You're live tonight with your host or co-host tonight, Brother Katib Sadiq, National Chief of Staff, and we are bringing you tonight a very special broadcast. We told you to tune in to tonight because tonight we will have one of our great warrior scholars, one of the greatest historians or our historians to walk amongst us, brought on the show tonight by our National Minister of Culture. Our co-host tonight, Brother Greg, will have Dr. Leonard Jeffries on the broadcast in just a few ticks from now. Can you hear me, Brother Greg, as we open this thing up?
Black Power, I can hear you loud and clear. Loud and clear. Another,
go ahead, brother.
Yeah. Going to be another great show, Doctor. Well, whenever you I call him or anybody calls me, answer the phone, you know, you say Dr. J, not Julius Erving, basketball player, but you know the real doctor, Dr. Jeffries. So he's I'm excited as always, you know, to hear, you know, from him. Born and raised here in Newark, New Jersey. You know, taught over at City University, New York, out in California, San Jose. He might share some stories about you know, his court dealings, winning actually in court. I won't give too much of the details in case he touches on them. But when we talk about an elder who's been out there on the battlefield, teaching our people, you know, going back to 55-ish, you know, he's been out there. And I know he's got a lot to share, you know, tonight. And everybody who's listening, you know, we always try to, you know, to bring on some of our elders, some of our scholars, you know, our teachers. And he's one that I think everyone who's listening should, you know, just take some time, you know, to do some research, you know, on, you know, Dr. Jeffries, as well as all of the other guests that we bring on. You know, I mean, for someone who's been out there for so long on the forefront, you know, teaching, you know, I mean, words just I can't even bring up the words to describe. I remember, you know, a couple of years back, Clemson Brown had an event, and it was a great event. Dr. Jeffries and his wife were there. They spoke. Professor Kaba was there. One of our great comedic teachers over here, was there in Fudishi. And it was a fantastic event just to be around and among, you know, some of our great teachers and our great elders. And, you know, I just can't wait till all of this pandemic bullcrap is done and over with, because that was something that we did, you know, on a weekly basis, you know, over here. So, you know, I know he's going to have a lot to share tonight, but for everyone who's listening, you know, take that opportunity, hit that number one, you know, any questions, you know, for the doctor, you know, just want to, you know, pay some homage, some respect, you know, hit that number one. Just don't sit back and listen. Black power.
Black Power, Brother Greg, our National Minister and Coach. I want to thank you, brother, as we continue to bring on the heavy hitters out of the scholars and the warrior scholars and all of our great teachers. And as you said, brother, there's never been a better time than now, while all of this is going on, that we take out the time and really, you know, take an ear and listen to those who have such great wisdom and such a great amount of knowledge. And the value of that is really, you know, innumerable. We really cannot count or really measure the value of such great wisdom. So as everybody is listening in on this broadcast, as we wait for our elder to get on, we want to tell you that you should join the new Black Panther Party. Absolutely. You know, stand up for your freedom and liberation. You know, why not bring the same natural talents, you know, that we turn over to the state, you know what I'm saying, and willful subjugation, going through throes of survival, you know, why not get on the front line with those who provide community programs and community services to our people. Get on the front line with the new Black Panther Party for self-defense. You know, it's time for us to stand up. Let's move in a militant fashion. Let's be engaged in the war for the hearts and minds of our people. Let's gather ourselves and move in an organized and orderly fashion. All of those tools and more, and the participation of being a servant to the community and giving service to the community, all of that is in line with the ideals of the new Black Panther Party for self-defense under our national chairwoman, Sister Crystal Muhammad. We have so much respect and thanks to our family, our comrades, and the new Black Panther Party National Central Committee, all of our comrades around the nation, you know, who continue to make the sacrifice to do what is necessary for our freedom and liberation. Visit our national website. Join the new Black Panther Party at www.mbpp.org. And every night you can tune in and listen to this broadcast here on day 512. We're in preparations and drumming and waiting for our elders to get on the line. Dr. Leonard Jeffries, great historian of the Black Nation, teacher, you know, and tonight's topic, as we discussed, Brother Greg, passing the torch, you know, something that has been a aspect of African civilization, an aspect of the original Black man and Black woman for so long, when we talk about nation building and leadership and in a generational war, because that's exactly what this is.
as we have described, the war of attrition, a generational war. You know, to have the backing of such a great culture, you know, as Brother Greg laid out those great teachers who walk amongst us today, we are even grateful for those who may not be with us in the physical form today, right? We're grateful for those like Dr. Ishakamusa Burashango, right? And grateful for those like Dr. Francis Cress Wilson, and grateful for those like Dr. Amos Wilson and Dr. Khaled Muhammad and all of the great wisdom and the great teachings that we have gotten over the years. And I know we played last night the clip from Dr. Abdul-Azim Muhammad, and he mentioned a great point, Brother Greg, when he talked about, you know, you would think with all, we've had teacher after teacher, we've had all this great knowledge that has come to us, and now we in a time today where that should be, it should be sufficient, you know what I'm saying? So we know the things that we have to do moving forward, you know. So again, you know, everybody that's listening to this broadcast, we wait for our elder to join us on the line, Dr. Leonard Jeffries. You know, we're gonna get deep into this discussion. I see that we're just joined by our national chairwoman as well, Sister Crystal. Can you hear us, comrade? All right, Black Power, let us know when you can hear us, Sister Crystal. But again, you know, Brother Greg, you know, bringing on these heavy hitters of all of our scholars, you know, it shows us, you know, moving on into the future, you know, our capability is endless. Our capability mm-hmm. is endless. You know, passing the torch is something that's been, it's been a staple of African civilization, you know. Black Power has been a staple of African civilization. You look at, you know, the civilizations that have built, you know, the civilizations we see today are built on African civilization. You know, when you look at nationhood and you look at the organizing of an African community and you look at different things we still say today, like, you know, it takes a village to raise a child, and you look at our ideology and how much we love our elders. You know how the grandmother is the matriarch of the family and the grandfather is the patriarch of the family. How much we love our parents. You know, passing the torch is something that we have always, it's always been a staple. It's all, even if you look at the warrior state of African civilization, you know, in the military ranks throughout African civilization and today, you know, to be able to give wisdom, to give sufficient knowledge to move the next generation on, because again, this is a generational war, it, as well as a war of attrition, but this has been going on now for generations, to be able to raise those up who are going to be the ones to continue to fight in our war for our freedom and liberation, to be able to instill that knowledge. It says a lot about the things that we are able to do, right? To be able to raise those up in the moment, and in those actions, there is passing the torch, you know, giving credible information, especially at a time, like you mentioned, Brother Greg, with this planned pandemic, you know, where real truthful information that also is in line with the perspective of our nation, right? Because we are a nation of people that does, that is not afraid to tell the truth, you know, a truth that is a whole truth, not trying to fit in with the global perspectives of the white man, right? Whether it's from an educational or economic or any social standpoint, we understand the necessity of truth. And when we give that truth, we give that information, we are carrying out acts. Not only are we passing the torch to the next generation, but as we live right now, we have that torch. You know, we are the fire bringers, the flame throwers. We are the ones who are at this very moment are standing in the face of oppression. Here in the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense, we have not turned heel. There have been no turning heel. There have been no compromising. You know, and that's the word I was looking for, is uncompromising truth, that uncompromising wisdom that speaks right to the simplest aspects of the issues that we face. Doesn't just bring up a problem or symptom, but constantly is giving solutions, things that could be used to carry on these acts, you know we must do. You know, everything that we say, these words that we speak, they are backed by actions that we make. When the people, when we are able to see those people carrying out the actions of war, carrying out warfare, we see it in the streets of America. We see it through the works of the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense, here under our national chairwoman, Sister Krista Muhammad, the beautiful work of the National Central Committee, all of our regional representatives, all of our members. You know, the kind of work that we're seeing is a work that's going to be, that is and will be so valuable. It's innumerable. We cannot even measure how valuable the things that we do today are for the next generation. And right, this is coming from a brother who's 28 years old, and I've learned so much in this, you know, time, you know, in my life than ever, you know, and it's been that mentality, right? That passing the torch mentality and things of that nature. So, you know, we definitely have a clear ideology, you know, on that topic. You know, and for everybody that's listening to this broadcast, you know, as we open up this broadcast and we say it every night, our stance on the injustices that are going on in this nation, the open attack against those who stand up for our brothers and sisters, like the open attack on Brother Ozone, our comrade, you know, our stance on this grows stronger every day. You know, and from the moment that we've seen these crimes committed by the Daytona Beach Pig Department, you know, by these devils, you know, we immediately knew, again, we knew the uncompromising truth. And we immediately moved to push the proper propaganda and solutions that we can do, things that we can do to help our comrades, you know. So this is, again, we give this information, is for us to take this information and put it into use. It's to put it into use, right? So we have been saying now that the best thing for us to do at this point, right, when it comes to our comrade Ozone, is to support our brother in his legal battle that he's going to have to go through, you know, due to all of this nonsense and counterintelligence activity of the enemy. So you can support our brother financially by going to Justice, the number 4 ozone.com, justice, the number 4 ozone.com. But you can also donate to the brother from the link westandwithozone.com. The link is westandwithozone.com. You know, and again, you know, we see this constant attack on those who are standing up, those who are not going to, you know, just cower and just, you know, go for whatever at a time where, you know, telling the truth, being loyal, having loyalty, you know, being of a clear discipline, right, being of a clear discipline, you know, being of a sound mind, you know, look at the comrades in the new Black Panther Party. You know, we are allied in such a way and are able to, you know, pass on information and move in the way that we are because of loyalty, because of trust. That is built on the work. You know, we look at the deed of people. You know, we can say anything. But again, at a time where it's never become more important for us to be able to not only take in the wisdom and knowledge, but be able to pass it on, right, as this war continues, this struggle continues. I don't think there's been a night on this broadcast where there haven't been information, new information that we can use, you know, solution building information. We've attacked every lie that have come out on this COVID-19, on this vaccine. We have attacked every lie that have come against us and our leadership. You know, the information that we're given, it is information that is truthful, right? What do we do with it, right? You know what I'm saying, Brother Greg? Like, what do you do then with all this information? Because it's one thing to know, this is what we going to do. Right, the solutions, mm-hmm. We give the solutions, right? That's why it's so important to continue, you know? So go ahead.
Absolutely. I mean, we have so much, you know, at our disposal, you know, despite how much propaganda is put out there against, you know, us and to hold us back. I always like to say that, you know, we have so much. But it's just a matter of just being resourceful enough to go out and get some of it. And it's actually at the point where we, technology, like we were talking about earlier, just how fast technology is moving with all of these different apps, all of these different platforms. Practically overnight, they are changing. So there are so many different ways that we have all the information, everything that we need right at our disposal, you know, again, despite whatever's thrown out there at, you know, at us. It's just a matter of just having a heart and the desire to want to get it and use it, you know, for our people. You know, it is a battle. Like you said, it is something that is going to – we're always going to be up against it. And passing on the torch in so many different ways and so many different levels, whether it's, you know, up-and-coming scholars who are stepping up and stepping in, different leaders here throughout the new Black Panther Party. I mean, the torch has to get passed on. We don't have time to sit back and just watch, you know, the flames, you know, die out, you know, just get, you know, smothered out. But passing on that torch, you know, we got everything. We got what we need. You know, we got so much that we actually need. It's just gotta, you know, get that fire under some people to get out there and do it and use it, you know. It's a lot that we can be doing, a lot. And this, you know, whatever you want to call it, pandemic or whatever, you know, like we chatted earlier, it's going to be nonstop. You know, they're looking to shut it down, you know, keep everybody in the house. You know, they don't want people to be moving around and be under their control, you know, and it's just a battle for us, a real, real battle. But we got what we need. We definitely got what we need. It's just passing on the torch and those who need to step in and pick up that torch. Black power.
Right. Yeah, and it made me think about, you know, gatekeeping, you know. It made me think about gatekeeping, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We can't be, you know, look, the work that's been done, that's being done, you know what I'm saying, is going to continue, right? So as long as we keep doing the work, you know, we talk about those who have a mentality where they don't want to do nothing for themselves, right, or want to worship the enemy. But then what makes it worse is when these people become gatekeepers. They will find themselves in positions many times. They subjugate themselves into these positions where they are put out as Negro leaders, Black leadership. Quickly, we find that these people are doing backdoor deals. They are taking information that could be useful and then taking it back to the enemy and then sending and devising ways to keep, you know, calm or try to turn the narrative that can be, you know, something that is a natural mentality is for people to want to be free. People yearn to be free. That is the nature, is to be free. So to be Black and to be in any political office or position, to be in any Black community and to be going against your own people. And then it's worse when we find that these people are in positions that could be beneficial. Well, we got to be honest. We see that most times, you know, what could be beneficial is then corrupted by a love for capitalism, by a love for Eurocentric ideology and lifestyle, by a love for the material and the concession things is offered by this decadent criminal enterprise. You know, so when we look at the warrior class, when we look at those who know better, we know that we cannot be inside, you know what I'm saying, of a system and expect for what's outside to change or what is affecting outside of itself to change. No, we have to deal with the head on. You know, it's not a confidence thing, because we should have all the confidence in the world. Look at us. You know, look at our origin, right? Weigh out our nature in comparison to others. Where does their knowledge come from? Where does their fire come from? Who taught them about fire? You know, compare, let's be, you know, face straight facts and compare the truth next to a lie. And what you will find is that when the lie is introduced, or the false, the fake propaganda is introduced, you see
That's when you are able to see them continuously to say, black this, black go here, black at the bottom, black. But when you are looking at it from a warrior's perspective, you ceded our victory. It's only within reach. But then it has to come from the deed that's put in. It has to come from the honest effort that's put in. You know, some of us, you know, we find ourselves, we're very wise. I mean, but again, that's our nature. Again, compare the wise nature of intelligence and wisdom. I mean, just the natural capability and ability to that of others. What are we going to find? Right? These same truths begin to appear when you put us first, as we have been. Right? When you put us first. First, not last. You know, when you say Africa first, right? My people, black, you begin, when you restart, it's a whole reset of anything that we've been taught. And in many senses, it's a reprogram. So that we passing on is not tainted, is not a foul, right, to what we're, our goal is, right? Because that collective feeling, that urging, that need, that want to be free, I do believe in this in all black people. But again, what's in our hearts? What action do our words carry, right? Because it's so easy to say one thing. You know, it's so hard and it takes so much work. If by nature you go with your nature, it takes much more work to be wicked, much more work to be dishonest, right? Oh. Excuse me, Sister Crystal. Black Power, I didn't notice you pressed on. Can you hear us?
Can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Can y'all hear me? Okay, Black Power. Normally it'll give me some kind of indication when I press one to say that I'm in the queue, but it didn't do this time. I just wanted to do a double check. Number one, welcome everybody once again who's listening to our broadcast tonight. Those around the globe who are listening, we checking the stats. We have close to a half a million people that are regular listeners to our broadcast. I believe it's, as it stands, 435,000 plus people around the globe listen to our broadcast. And so we want to make sure that when we are giving acknowledgement to our listening audience, we want folks from around the globe to know that we appreciate your support of our broadcast. We want to thank the host, our National Chief of Staff, Brother Captain Sadiq, who holds this broadcast down daily, nightly, without any excuses. We would like to thank our Minister of Culture, National Minister of Culture, that is, Brother Greg, out of Newark, New Jersey, who makes sure that we keep having guests on who are not only dedicated people who have contributed their life towards the upliftment of our black nation, but those who bring not only the scholarship, but also the expertise and experience that is necessary for us to be able to launch and move forward. And also for us to understand what we have went through as a people, what we are going through, and how to bring it all together. In addition to those brothers and sisters who came on and bring things to the table for us to carry on from the now on into the future. So tonight's topic in regards to carrying on, passing the torch, you know, I wanted to, you know, just kind of build more on that concept. You know, I think of passing the torch, one of the most modern ways, you know, we are living it right now as we speak. They have the Summer Olympics going on, right? And so the indication in the Summer Olympics, the most clearest analogy for this time would be when there's a marathon race going on, right? So there's a marathon race going on. So you have a team, you know what I'm saying? And on this team, you know, you're not going to start the marathon off with your slowest runner. You know what I'm saying? In fact, you want to have, you know, everyone on your team, if you want to win, that is, you know what I'm saying? If you want to win, you know, you can pass on the torch to some bullshit, You know, do you want to pass on the torch to a team that's known for losing? Because that team can pass the torch as well. You know what I'm saying? But we want to pass on the team that's going to get the goal, that's going to get the victory, that's going to bring us on top. You know what I'm saying? And we're going to have those people on that squad that are all champion runners, right? But you're going to have those who are champion runners who might excel amongst the other ones. Now, who would be the ones that might excel? It could be someone that's older, but they're more conditioned and more, seasoned. You know what I'm saying? They got stamina. They know how to run a race. And then you could have somebody who doesn't necessarily have all of the experience, but they're so fast. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, and then, you know, you got someone who's got that, you know, somebody who might be, have a balance of both, but they're not necessarily the strongest or not necessarily the fastest. You know what I'm saying? Now, I'm no rocket scientist, but I would think if I want to win, I would have someone to come out the gate that's seasoned, that's strong, that knows how to run the race. You know what I'm saying? That way you're going to have a good start. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to start from the back, you know what I'm saying, and nothing. You know what I'm saying? Although we, many times in this life, that's what black people have to do. You know what I'm saying? And we overcome regardless. But if you start with someone, you're coming out the gate, you got people that they went through some races already, know how to run the race, they fast. You want to start with that, we'll get you the leg up. You know what I'm saying? Then it say, then when you get to a certain point, what they going to do? They're going to pass that torch for the next one to come tap in and keep that race going. You don't want to put nobody in the race who is undisciplined or who, you know, they fast, but they're not a team player. You know what I'm saying? You know, you want to put all of these people must encompass everyone on the squad. Number one, they must encompass the team spirit. You know what I'm saying? Or it's not going to be beneficial for the overall victory. You know what I'm saying? And then, or in the middle, you know what I'm saying? You might, but on that last leg, that last stretch, that will get you to the victory, you want your young, fast one that's going to come in there that's got the speed, you know what I'm saying, that's going to make sure you win. And that combo, you don't want to do that exact backwards. You know what I'm saying? Imagine you have the young, inexperienced, fast one go out. You know what I'm saying? They might error if I get to pass it to the middle one, and it just stumbles all the things up. That is the same analogy. It might stir things all the way up where you having to, you know, keep rebuilding, make up ground for the grounds that you lost because you had maybe someone that was less experienced or someone that was, you know, they was a good placeholder, but they wasn't necessarily the one that's going to get you that victory. This is the same analogy I would say in a black nation. You know what I'm saying? We're going to have, and we must have, and what we do have, and as I always had, are those that came before us that went through some things before we went through it. You know what I'm saying? Now imagine those being the ones, as Brother Catcher was just speaking about, those that went before us. If all they want to do is keep running and not pass the torch and nobody else can get in the game and we get smoked because you didn't leave room for those who were in the development, you know what I'm saying, to becoming great, you know what I'm saying, and those who are coming along the way who might not been as, you know, seasoned, but they can get you to the victory. That's why youth come in, the young people. Imagine winning a race and the ones that went before it, they don't want to pass the torch because they don't want to give the youngsters a shot because the youngsters might not have all the years and experience in it. You know what I'm saying? You're going to lose that race. And what we want freedom, full and complete. And we've yet to ever experience it, full and complete, because there have been those who've had the knowledge, but they not necessarily passed it to the next generation. Because they want to hold on to, hey, I got the gold medal in 1984. Well, goddamn, if you got the medal in 84, I think you might need to, you know, let the ones that's going to get it in 2021, and you might need to be a coach. But you done ran enough races and passed enough batons and trained other people that you might can be the ones that, you know, not saying you're going to be out the game completely. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
But that's the... That's the mentality we gotta have. Do we have our guest on the show yet?
They had a little car trouble, but I have him on. I'm gonna merge him in on my line right now.
Wow. I don't know if he could hear the show, but before you merged him in. But what we wanted
No. I didn't merge him in yet. I can do it right now.
Merge him in.
Okay.
All right, brothers and sisters, as we have been talking on passing the torch, and just to give our great and honorable guest his proper due, we don't have just any of run of the mill or one on the line tonight. We have one of those ones that we would classify as one of the master teachers. It's not only a master teacher who has done a lot of scholarly work, because he is a doctor. But I know for a fact that not only has he done the scholarly work, he's been in the process of putting in together practical things. They have property and land in Africa under the work of the, and they have been working with forging a way for the different things that we've been demanding on the international realm through the African Union with the UN. Our great doctor who's coming on, Dr. Linda Jeffries, has taught and mentored, I know there's a better word for that, many who are in the movement to today. I've read his great works. My first time getting to meet Dr. Jeffries, I don't know if you remember this, is when we were dealing with the Katrina situation
okay.
in New Orleans.
Yes.
In New Orleans. Yes. I think everybody met up at Baton Rouge when Dr. Albadelli, I think, was setting things up. But I've always, I got to give a testimony. I even was able to actually get a chance to pick his brain, your brain, when we went to Baltimore for the African Union meeting. And I was like, Doc, you know, how do we, you know, get this bridge between those from the continent and those of us in diaspora, where it's not seeming like it's us against them, but it's us together. And you gave us some sincere wisdom on that, you know, and at a point in the conference, you spoke and you laid out not only what was going on, but you laid out what we would take to be clear instructions as to things that we needed to take the responsibility of doing to make these things that y'all were laying out for us happen. And that's the spirit and the vibe that I've always received from you, that you were, you know, one of the wise teachers who would give us the backdrop of what it is we were dealing with and give us the action and instruction of the things that we needed to do to move forward. And I not only thank you, we greatly appreciate you for that, as well as I must formally say on behalf of the New Black Panther Party for Self-Defense under this formation, it is an honor and a pleasure to have you on tonight. And I want to yield, and I want to make sure that everybody has their pen and paper and that you're taking notes, because this is a historical night to have the Honorable Dr. Linda Jeffries on our program. So thank you, Dr. Jeffries. Black power.
Well, black power, brother, and sisters, and those of us struggling to achieve the agendas that our ancestors put before us. And so that's why it's so important us to have a handle on history, because as my teacher, the master teacher John Henry Clark, taught us, we have to be aware of the mystery that the white so-called scholar creates. And so we have to be clear that he has been processing us into his story as opposed to history, the unfolding of the truth of the human experience. And when you unfold the truth of the human experience, you have to put Africans at the center. You have to put Africans in the beginning. You have to project Africans as part of the meaningful future. So we've been blessed to operate not as individuals, brothers and sisters, but as family. It's been the process of pulling us together over these years. I've been lucky to be a part of it. It's family. So when we're talking about what we have to do, we have to maintain the family. And in Senegal, a couple of years ago, they dedicated the symbol of really who we are and what we have to be about, and that's the Renaissance Monument. It is the most significant monument for black people anywhere. And it speaks to these issues that I've been saying, that it's not about the individual. It's not about his story. It's about our story. And the monument was commissioned by the Organization of African Unity, which became the African Union. And they asked some of the leaders, head of Senegal, President Wade, the head of Nigeria, Obanjoko, the head of South Africa, and Mbeki. And they came up with an enormous monument. It is the rise of the black family, the rise of the black man. And it's the tallest and the largest monument of its kind. And it's not a war memorial. It's a memorial to the struggle of our people to achieve what we're referring to as the Renaissance. And that black man is up off of his knees, shooting crap off of his knees, doing too much of what he's not supposed to do. But he's holding up to the world his child. And he's leaning on his partner, his rock, the mother of the child. So that Renaissance monument speaks volumes to us because it says the individual is important. And of course, you have to have a process of training and preparing your people. But if we're not doing it for the family, the greater family, the ancestral family, the current family, and the family yet to be, then we're really not into the ball game the way we should. Now, the beautiful thing about that Renaissance monument is it not only has the family rising, but that young child is not playing with the father. The young child is pointing to the future. And he's not pointing up to Europe, where we usually look to sustenance, or even to the East, where we look to sustenance, or to Asia. The child is pointing across the Atlantic Ocean to the black population in North America, South America, and the Caribbean. And the child, in essence, is saying, we need to link the continent with African peoples on the other side of the ocean. And the beautiful thing about it is you can take a 16-story elevator up into the powerful legs of the black man, his broad shoulders, and then into his head. And from the head, 30 or 40 people can be in the tower, in his head, looking out on the world. And the beautiful thing is after you do that and you come back down to the base of the monument, inside is all of this history that Dr. Clark and Dr. Ben and our other great scholars, the female and the male scholars, have been laid out. That history is in the base of the monument. Dr. Chikunte Diop's work, the great scholar from Senegal, Dr. John Henry Clark, the work of Marcus Messiah Garvey, the work of Malcolm and others are in the monument. So it's not just a monument for ceremony and satisfaction. It's a monument for finding that enormous truth that we are all about. And there were thousands of us there for, I helped to get 350 black leaders there. And the president of Senegal spoke his strong message. But the person who was there also to speak, because he couldn't make the World Festival that had taken place, was Gaddafi. Muammar Gaddafi was there, and he was speaking about his ideas in reference to unity. And he was saying that the continent is large, but it needs to be unified. And the continent also has resources, and they need to be unified. The continent needs to unify its military. And so when he started talking about economics, politics, and culture, which is what I say we all have to master, the economics of first principle of the universe, economics is your creative, productive capability. We all have to be creative and productive, otherwise we are dysfunctional. But economics can't stand alone. It has to be managed correctly, so you need politics. So economics and and that's the management of your resources. Economics and politics are the foundation. But if you don't have a cultural consciousness, you won't be doing things for yourself and your people. You'll be doing it for others. So culture is key. Those three things are what I call the pyramid of power: economics, politics, and culture. So no matter how strong we may be in one area, we got to link it up with the other areas. No matter how much we support one individual, we got to link him up and to the village, link him up to the community. And so I'm glad that I've had the chance to grow up with that type of understanding out of Newark, New Jersey. High school that I went to was largely Italian and Irish, but we had a strong contingent of black folk. In fact, Namiri Baraka was in the classes above me, and the Payne brothers, Donald and who was the congressman, and his brother Bill, who was the state assemblyman, they were in the classes ahead of us. And they provided an example of trying to stay together and wage a plan of action that you're going to carry out. You got to become, and I'm glad I became, not just a political leader or an educator, but I've adopted the approach of a scholar warrior. You got to be in this to win it. You got to be prepared to give your life. And so the models that I have had through life have been those men and women, those elders who have been special in terms of struggle. So when I go to Africa, I pay homage to the graves of some of our great folks. You can't go to Ghana and not understand and appreciate the Asante of ancient times or the Asante of modern times. And you have to appreciate leaders like Kwame Nkrumah, who actually came to America to get a linkage in the USA. He went to a school in Pennsylvania that's where he met a number of other important Africans, including the head of Nigeria, was a teacher at Lincoln University in Pennsylvania. So it's about connecting and connecting with the right reasons. It's about having a plan. And the other day we spent a whole late afternoon into the evening dealing with a brother up from Mississippi, where he beat past miseducation in Mississippi, beat past Negro education in Morehouse. Now, I had relatives who graduated Morehouse. Morehouse is a good school, but we've had to Africanize Morehouse. And then he came up to beat the Jesuit education in New York. That's Dr. Amos Wilson. His great work is Blueprint for Black Power, almost 1,000 pages of plans and programs and actions. So to be a scholar doesn't mean you isolate yourself. It means you commit yourself to doing something greater than scholarship. And so that's the process that I'm proud of. My brother and I both went to Barringer. The brothers that we grew up either went to Barringer or West Side, and some, of course, went to Central. So, and then very few were in Wequake. Of the five folks, that when I went to school in Newark at Barringer, where we did have a few black people, Wequake had five, and two of them were my relatives. One was Sonny Catino and his wife, Tiny, that he finally married. And then the other one, who's a good friend, was Alvin Adams. He played basketball and then became a big-time basketball player and a coach. But Wequake was a school servicing the Jewish community. So we have to take control of these areas. We have to take control of what we do.
Wequake, Baba, in Newark, New Jersey?
Wequake is on Chancellor Avenue in North New Jersey.
I recognized it. Okay, with Brother Sharif now. Go ahead. Yes, sir.
Yes. And my family bought a home right next to Uttermans Field. The first house to the fence in Uttermans Field was my cousin's home. And so I'm saying we have to see what you can do it as an individual, but that's not enough. You can do it as a limited family. That's not enough. You have to have your global family. And then you have to have a plan and a program that puts you out of your limitations and puts you into your process of development. And so as you read history and see of the great leaders, males and females, in our struggle in America, and those who had struggles in the islands of the Caribbean and those certainly on the continent, we have to begin to see how the family connection is most important. Kwame Nkrumah was inspired by others, and then he became a leader of Ghana. But he also tried to prepare Lumumba to be a leader in the Congo, but they removed Lumumba with death and assassination. But his spirit is still alive. Sékou Touré in Guinea, in the French-speaking areas, he had his plans and his programs. And luckily, our brother, good friend of ours, Stokely Carmichael, who changed his name to Kwame Nkrumah. He was in Guinea with Nkrumah and Sékou Touré because
Kwame Touré.
those are the linkages that you all have to be aware of. That Kwame Touré has roots from Trinidad and from the Caribbean, but he came to the U.S. with his folks. He got a decent education. But then when it came to struggle, he went down south and participated. But when it came to the global struggle, he got himself prepared and actually changed his name. Instead of Stokely Carmichael, in terms of the struggle in America, he took a composite name. He took Kwame, which is Kwame Nkrumah's first name, and he took Sékou, which is Sékou Touré's name. So he took a composite of two great leaders, and he's played a role of linking our struggle to their struggle. And so the heroic relationship and family relationship and the nation building that we've had, we have to be on the cutting edge of appreciating that and understand that if there is no struggle, there's no progress. Frederick Douglass said that. That was the brother who came up out of slavery to lead a fight. If there is no struggle, there's no progress. Those who profess the faith of freedom, yet deprecate agitation, are men and women who want the crops without falling at the ground. They want the rain without the thunder and lightning. They want the ocean without the awful roar of its many waters. This struggle could be a moral one or a political one, but it must be a struggle. And those who are not prepared to struggle have to be prepared to bite the dust. And that someone who had been in slavery and fought slavery can lay out those powerful words, then we who've had the chance to be a part of the Renaissance, the rise of black people with these new nations, new leaders, new movements, we need to do as well as those who were limited with the circumstances they had to deal with. For a while I thought they were coming after me. I was getting too hot for them, but no,
they better not. They better not.
They're going down
right,
to the house.
Right, it's
going to
be a whole different type of show.
But you need to plug me into one of your meetings coming up. I'll be glad to be a part of it. I was supposed to connect tonight with a special movie on Jackie Robinson. So I was supposed to kick off two birds with one stone, but we'll swing by there. And Jackie Robinson's wife just celebrated her 99th birthday, and her son,
wow,
David, we don't hear much about him, but he's an extraordinary Pan-Africanist. He was raised in a decent home in Connecticut when Jackie was successful, but eventually African consciousness hit him. And he found a wife who was from Tanzania, married her. Then he went to live with her in Tanzania. And so they began to organize co-ops, coffee co-ops in Tanzania. So they organized 200 or 300 other farmers. And then they began to process and market it, the coffee. And luckily, my lawyer, who got me the big victory in the courts when they were trying to mess with me over the curriculum of inclusion, he got my lawyer, who's ironically from Teaneck, and that lawyer was Jackie Robinson's son David's lawyer. So David really became a Pan-Africanist in ways that we can dream about and hope to be. Him and his wife had anywhere between 8 and 10 children. They helped to organize a community up in the mountains of Tanzania and made it successful. And they hooked up the three dimensions, economics, politics, and culture. So I want to celebrate what Jackie Robinson did in terms of baseball and opening up for us. But what his son did, David, needs to be also understood. And David and I are good friends. And I hope that he still wants to put the story of his grandfather who was down south and had to fight the negative forces, and he was successful. So, and his uncle was successful. Most people don't realize that when Jesse Owens was running in Berlin and running the Germans into the ground, and the Superman that the Germans created met the black man, and the black man kicked the Superman in the butt in one of the biggest stadiums ever built, 250,000 people in Berlin. Jesse Owens and three other black men, they dropped the white fellow, they wanted to have an all-black contingent, ran the Superman Germans into the ground. And one of those people that was there was Jackie Robinson's older brother, Mac. So we got to see these family connections, make them work. Got to do something for the babies. Got to work with our women to make sure that we don't mess with them. We help groom them to become queen mothers and warrior queens, like Ya Asantewa of the Ashanti people, or Queen Nzinga of the people in Southern Africa, or our current Winnie Mandela. Winnie was with us in Newark. She helped us with the school that my wife, Dr. Roz, and our others, including myself, helped put the charter school in place that was giving our youngsters what they needed to be somebody. Frederica Bay was one of those important queen mothers who mobilized others to give us a gift, which is training our children and preparing them for the struggle. So I'm going to have to put my struggle on this street corner in New York down and start to make our way back to Jersey, because I'm supposed to do something at 5 in the morning. Our organization, well, there's several. There's ASCAC, which deals with the struggle in Africa, and there's African Heritage, and they'll be calling from Ghana, and so there's a 5-hour difference. So I'll be up in the morning dealing with linking with our brothers in all over, because there are several organizations that have come together so that they can put the message out. So I'll be glad to help out any way I can. Anytime you need me, give me a call. And Aluta Continua, the struggle continues. And make sure that, and Black Power, you know, Willie Rich, my brother Lucasa down there with Stokely, they devised that shout and that statement, Black Power, and others have continued to do it. Mary Baraka did a great deal in forming the African Congress and tying in black struggle into the larger struggle. And then you have his son laying out an African formula on how you work with our cities and link them up with others and get prepared for a meaningful future. All right, I'm out, stepping out, but the struggle is going to continue way beyond me and any of us. It's a struggle for eternity to raise the black man and the black woman and black children, Africanizing their lives. All right, brothers and sisters, Dr. J,
yes.
Stepping out. Okay, now.
We thank you so much. so much. Thank you so much, Dr. Jeffrey.
Thank you for hanging in there and making everything work. Just continue. When you face your obstacles, get prepared, take it on, and prevail. And that's what we got to do. All right now. Struggle and power. Black power. Africanized black power. All right now. Take care now. Peace.
Peace.
Black power, family. Black power. Man, you know, to just be, you know, able to receive such great wisdom and knowledge, we definitely have to have Dr. Jeffrey back on this broadcast. You know, a lot of the names that were mentioned by Baba, you know, was very, you know, should be familiar to all of us. You know what I'm saying? It just amazes me. You know, he wasn't even on the line in the first portion of this broadcast and, you know, came on in the same frequency as us. You know what I'm saying? You know, this connectivity that we have amongst our people, you know, whether it's the young, the youth, the elders, you know, is magnificent, it's powerful. I want to thank you again, Brother Greg, for bringing Dr. Jeffries on. Everybody that's listening to this broadcast, that supports this broadcast, but you have just been thoroughly programmed. Africa to the way of thinking. That's our intent every night on this broadcast, and we know that we're successful in that because we can see, as all these lies that the crack have been saying, every day, every night at least, you know, we dispel these damn lies, and then we bring those on who have been dealing with these damn lies. You know, isn't it amazing that we have those that walk amongst us who have such great wisdom? Is there any other people on the earth to have that? No. Isn't it amazing that we have those who once walk amongst us, but you wouldn't be able to tell today? I mean, come on, if somebody came from another point in time and the way that we talk about our great ancestor, Kwame Ture, they'd think Kwame Ture was up the street. You know what I'm saying? The way that we give so much reverence to our great ancestors, no people have that. No people have that. You know, we focus on the material, the concession, the things, the material that we don't have. But man, I'm telling you, do we have the greatest of the greatest amongst us? Really, then there's no excuse for us on why we can't stand up. Really, there ain't no excuse for us on why we know we can't do the things that we're able to do. No, Dr. Jeffries had another engagement, Sister Crystal, you know, but man, it's all the same, you know.
Right.
It's a very powerful broadcast, you know. And for those that have been listening and continue to listen in here every night, we continue to address these issues. Because the reality is, as every day goes on, you know, it becomes more necessary for us to use and utilize the tools and the wisdom and the knowledge that we have. We're not playing with this. We're not playing with this. Night after night, we have given the raw truth, an uncompromising truth on all of this. The escalation of police murder. Every time we start our broadcast, we play the song by our comrade, Brother Kwesi, right? We play FTPP, right? Free the Black Panther, right? And at the end of that broadcast, you hear Sister Crystal, you hear a clip from Sister Crystal, and you hear she talks about how, you know, that this genocide has it escalated, and she gives a point in time of the inauguration of Barack Obama. From that point to now, we have absolutely seen the escalation, not a beginning, because there's no war that we're waiting on to come. We're fighting in the war right now. We're in war and we're at war. They use the Negro faith to usher in a escalation of the American police state. They use the Negro faith to usher in the escalation of widespread acceptance of homosexuality that goes against the African-centered civilization and way of life. That is absolutely 100% European, right? But they use the Negro faith, right, to pass on lies, wicked ideologies that cause us to move away from our African center. At the same time Obama was in office, at the same time Clinton was in office, at the same time Trump was in office,
you have freedom fighters across this nation doing the complete opposite. In fact, working amongst us in our communities to develop the ideals, the things that's necessary to free ourselves from this oppression. You had at the same time as we do today, great elders amongst our community who have stood out and developed warrior scholar, African-centered educational protocol. And as Dr. Jess was talking about, cultural, political, and economic systems. You know, these things should not be taken for granted. They should not be taken for granted. The wicked propaganda, the white man, Malcolm X talks about how the white man and the white media will have you believing that your friend is your enemy and your enemy is your friend. He talks about how they take black people who are meaningful to our struggle and they attempt to take away their credibility, right, to discredit them. But more importantly, to the youth, to those who the torch is being passed on to, it is deliberate. What is happening right now in this nation is deliberate. It is not by mistake. So on one end, you hear some say defund the police. On one end, you hear some say let's have a vote. On one end, you hear some say let's have a sit-in. But on the end, that is the most of a threat to the current status quo, which is so-called white supremacy in America. And around the globe, you see those who go against those ideals, those who say, no, we don't need to defund. We need to get them out of our communities, defend ourselves to keep them off of our backs, literally, because they are the ones who kill black people in our communities. And when they do this, they are given impunity. Sister Crystal mentioned the United Nations, how the elders have been working and doing their best to try to use that as a channel. The United Nations Inter-American Court, which deals from Canada all the way to Chile on this side of the hemisphere, they describe impunity as no capture, no arrest, and no investigation against those who commit crimes against humanity. That is what happens in these cases. And there are more than cases. There are tragic realities that we have to face as a community. And more to that, we see revolutionaries, freedom fighters, like right here in the new Black Panther Party, like right here in this formation, who stand up against that and deal with the injustice. We say again, look at the state of Louisiana that has every year commits acts of genocide and ethnic cleansing. It comes from the gun of the pig. It comes from the gun of the police. And the private citizens. As we talk about the new Black Panther Party, and all that means is anybody who says they're American and proud of it, no matter what heritage they may have come from. So it don't matter if it's an Arab, a Jew, an Irish, a Russian, a Chinese. If they are down with putting our people down, we ain't got no love for them. Look at the state of Louisiana, how they lied about murdering Brother Ronald Green. They lied about it. They cold, flat out, overtly, blatantly lied. We ain't got to dress the damn word up. They didn't prevaricate. They didn't tell a little white lie. They lied. And these are pigs, right? These are those who claim one thing but do the other. They said in 2019 that Brother Ronald Green had ran into a tree, said he was running from them and ran into a tree, and they said the tree caused a fatal car accident. And we seen the pictures and the evidence. And we said there's no way in hell that that was the case. But family, 2 years later, we see the video now, and they beat Ronald Green to death, tased him, choked him, took the chains and chained them around his ankles, and they dragged the Louisiana State Troopers. They dragged Brother Ronald Green on the concrete while he lay there helplessly, defenselessly, unarmed, innocent black man, lay there on his face, and he was dragged across the floor in Louisiana. And look at the crack of devil air who shot Brother Corey Garrison in the back. There has been a response to this of the new Black Panther Party New Orleans chapter has been standing in response to this and demonstrating, and right there in the center or right on ground zero where it occurred, shutting down the goddamn business of these wicked devils who come into our community, rob us of our natural, economic, and human resource, as in the case of Brother Corey Garrison, in the case of Brother Ronald Green, or what about the case of Brother Trayvon Pellerin, who was shot in the back 8, 9, 10 times in the back in Lafayette, Louisiana. The new Black Panther Party was on the ground in Lafayette, Louisiana, was on the ground, has been on the ground in Lafayette, Louisiana, in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, multiple times in front of the governor's mansion, standing against the unjust criminal crimes of genocide and ethnic cleansing in this nation, and that's just one state. What about New Jersey, New York, Georgia, California, all these states, Texas, all of them are guilty of ethnic cleansing and genocide. It's never been a better time to understand that natural component of an African civilization, to pass on to the next generation the warrior strategies, not the coon Christmas, not the goddamn fairy tale Easters and all the lies and the viciousness that the lies produce. If our children cannot trust the truth to come from home, and we expect for it to come from somewhere else, even as adults, if we don't got the courage enough to tell our people the truth, who are we fooling or fronting for? This passing of the torch narrative and discussion can go very deep. Because as Sister Crystal said, what is you passing? What is fueling your fire? What is it that is fueling your fire? Because if it's a bunch of nonsense and Negro mess, we don't want it nowhere around this generation or any generation that is to come. And you will find yourself, you will fail. You will fail when you come dishonest, when you launch attacks at those who stand up for us. There should be no fear amongst our people. You should have no fear. And you should say it loudly. When we say Comrade Ozone, is innocent. 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 He is not a criminal. He is a family man. Let me tell everybody something. When I met Brother Ozone, I can speak from personal experience. It's very rarely that we meet brothers and sisters who right off the bat, you like, yeah, they down with it or up with it, right? We ain't down, we up. They up on this revolutionary tip. He have a nature about him and a personality where he is outwardly beautiful. Y'all know what I'm saying? The brother who you feel like is your kinfolk you never met before, right? Where they say they have a kindred spirit, right? A brother who is full of heart. Full of heart. But in all of this warrior, what ties all of the warrior spirit and the warrior nature of Brother Ozone together? Because we not just pumping this up. This is a brother who we serve it on the ground, and we identify that he is a warrior. But what is it that ties all of that together? It is the love of his children and knowing that he is passing on something greater than now. This is why we must stand for those. A young brother, I mean, we talk so much about what a black man should be or what a black woman should be, and those who walk amongst us who are the principal mold of how we should be bringing ourselves up, because some of us have just grown taller and we ain't really became adults. I'm telling you, some of us have just grown, our knees grown. We some Negroes. Our knees grow. But we have not reached the knowledge that would match with the years of experience, because many times we take for granted the necessity for us to know so that we can be able to give that to those who are coming up in all of this. We are not passing on the bullshit that we have passed on to us down to others. It's not going to happen. See, not only are we not going to do it, we ain't going to allow for anybody else to do it. As warriors, if we identify that someone, something is a threat, we must deal with it. The same as we have identified that Comrade Ozone is being attacked by the government. It's not the other way around. Quit letting them lie to us. No, hell no. It's been freedom fighter after freedom fighter who have been framed by this government. In 2021, they will not convince us that a brother who we have seen make the sacrifice with our own two eyes is going, no, he is not a criminal. This is a brother who stands up for his people. Should be no fear in the resounding sound of free Ozone, and free all the political prisoners of the black nation. Those who are doing the work, God damn it, and if they weren't inside these damn concentration camps to be right there on the battlefield where they were framed and kidnapped from, we have to stand up for those who fight amongst us. We don't think so now, but as things grow more and more, as this war of attrition, as the grips grow tighter and tighter, I say many of us, those who have attempted to tarnish the name of the revolutionary, we talking right down to earth with our family. Those amongst us who sit on this broadcast or sit amongst freedom fighters and listen for information to pass on to the enemy. Those amongst us who work into positions that could be beneficial to our people, but they purposely concede to the white man. God damn it, we are telling you. You will be looking for the new Black Panther Party. You're going to be wishing that you said nice things about Sister Crystal so that those who you see in the strong unit of the collective response to the new Black Panther Party will come and help you. Those who go around the nation when natural disasters hit, like we do here in the new Black Panther Party with the Black Cross, our humanitarian relief arm, you will be wishing, due to your ignorance, you will not have been prepared. God damn it, we're talking about those who work amongst themselves and our enemy to see to it that we are in the position that we are. Now, for those of us on the right side, on the winning side, for those of us who are continuing to carry out the great acts of liberation, for continuing to carry on and get knowledge and pass the torch. You ain't got nothing to fear. Just continue to do what we're doing. But if we're doing something, we can do more and more and more until the whole capitalist system crashes onto its goddamn head, because it's already happening. We are talking about the destruction of so-called white supremacy, not the upholding. We are talking about the revolting against oppression, not the voting in the next oppressor. We are dealing in a completely different narrative than our enemy. And for those reasons, we are targeted, we are harassed, we are falsely prosecuted, falsely kidnapped, but it does not make us turn heel. No, family, it fires us up. It inspires us more. It forces us to further develop ourselves and further move more militantly so that we may apply our tactics of warfare to the different battles that we're having in this nation. Do not be fooled by the white man. We're going to tell you the truth. Then it is up to those to discover what it could do for them. We ain't trying to convince nobody and have no reason to convince anybody. You cannot convince the truth. The truth is it is as it is. The truth is straight like it said. In fact, there is nothing that can be brought next to truth that can defeat truth. So that means you can't put no lie. That's why you cannot put, as Dr. Jeffrey said, you can't talk about heritage. Brother Greg, we find some food. They talk about history, heritage, and culture, but you ain't started in Africa. How can you talk about civilization? How can you talk about life? How can you talk about invention? How can you even talk out of the word out your lips? Because speech in itself, language, writing, how do we communicate, came from the minds of the great African. We are of the beneficiary of all that great history. So we're not playing. You cannot small talk us. You cannot sweet talk us. You cannot come after our women. Because if you come after our women, you got to deal with our men. And if you think that the black man is something, well, we know really you don't really know our women then. Because our women will tear you up before you get to us. Am I lying? They will tear you up trying to get to their black man, trying to get to their sons, trying to get to their men. And we must do the same when they try to get to our women, even if it is not physically, even if it is through all the wicked propaganda and the exposing of the black woman like she is some symbol for the white man's wicked perversions. No more of that. We must stand against that. Can I be entertained by this foolishness? We talked about, Brother Greg, about all this technology, man. Don't you know that these devils, now what they're doing is they're giving these twisted, sadistic scripts and ideas to black producers. Now look, don't be fooled. Don't be fooled. Just as easily as something can be in blackface, it's just as easy as something can be in blackface. Just because it's a blackface, we must critically think, what is being shown? What is the narrative that is being pushed for our daughters and our sons? What is the narrative? Is the narrative being pushed that we are a people who are oppressed, or is the narrative being pushed on shows that show middle-class black families who are living a integrated, assimilated, Eurocentric lifestyle? That is the narrative that is being pushed. And we don't think too much of it, right? Until we think back and we say, wow, Dr. Amos Wilson was right. Wow, Dr. Asa Hilliard was right, right? When we talk about, I think it was funny, I think I may have been Brother Eugene earlier, I was talking about the Olympics, and I thought it was, you know, very interesting in that collective frequency that Dr. Jeffries brought up the Olympics and talked about Brother Owens and everything. Well, we got to realize, and I'm living in a heat against the Olympics right now, but we have to realize it is the organization and the mobilization of infrastructure for that to be a possibility, because we have the capability for it to come into existence. We got to get the land. That is war. What did Malcolm say? A revolution starts between the landless and the landlord. Now, naturally, and it is due to a divine ordinance. And when we say that, we mean that it is coming from a power meta or beyond the existence of the human and what the human have created, or what man or woman have created in their attempts to enculturate the world into their own mentality. We're talking about the divine ordinance of the land, all of the square miles of land to circumnavigate the earth, the origin and the original owners of that land by divine ordinance, not by the white man contract, the Asian contract, or the Jew contract, but by a contract, a covenant, a deal, a divine ordinance, and a putting us first. Now, how is it that which we look up to but is in us, that which we look down to but is around us, and we look all around, but the nature of that which we seek outside of ourselves is in ourselves, and that which is in ourselves, which is in us, produced us first? So how can we ever be or put ourselves or allow for anybody to put us last when you look at science? When you look at the beginning of being, you find us first. Now, we can say whatever we want to say. They will go only so far as to admit what we already know, what they say. All of everybody came from Africa, but why don't they go deeper? Why don't they tell you that they are grafted? Why don't they tell you that their whole livelihood, the reason that they are even here today, is due to the bloodshed of the African? But what they will do is they will create Negroes, because there are no Negroes unless they are made. There are no house Negroes unless they are made. They are made by the white men. They should get made in the United States of America stamped on their damn foreheads. Right? Those who walk around with the damn Make America Great Again, damn hats on, black as the ace of spades, looking foolish as hell, five or six damn American flags waving in the damn wind on their damn front porches, trying to assimilate in the white community while our communities are in a dire need of those who already have the ability to return home and fix what is broken. That's us. That's the warrior class. The skills that we have to be put back into our communities. We got the instruction from Dr. Jeffries. Carry on these things. But to disregard what has been done, we will not do. To disregard what our instruction from our elders, we will not do. But what we will do is inspire those who walk amongst us to do what is necessary. It is a straining, draining, tenuous, tedious process to break the African away from the European mentality. Y'all don't want to believe us. Why we have so many teachers there? You know what I'm saying? Because that mentality is so deep, right? We're not talking this way and teaching this way and moving this way just for nothing. We know that we have to do it in such a manner. Even when you watch the white man's propaganda, they sweet talking. Did you know, family, that the white man's propaganda, they teach these writers who write the things on the teleprompters, they are taught that they are to do or to put nothing together, not even a sentence or idea that goes above the learning level of a third grader. Now look at how they think about you. And you believe CNN and Fox News, they think you a third grader. They don't want to talk and give the knowledge of the wisdom because they don't, one, they don't have it. This is why the white man can be a so-called Egyptologist. Cracker don't know a damn thing about Kemet. This is why the white man can be a yogi, a vegan, don't eat no wheat, don't eat no meat. You see the white bitches out, the two-legged dog walking a four-legged dog, yoga studios popping up in the hood, and they still find themselves just as wicked as they was when they came out the sour death caves between their damn mama's legs. Just as damn wicked, right? Why? Because they don't have a nature of peace. They don't know what peace is. And you cannot teach them that. Stop being foolish. They don't know what reconciliation and mercy is. These are people of no mercy, a race of beasts who have no part of them that wants the same for us as they would want for themselves. And damn, even saying that, we say, look at what they designed for themselves. It's killing them. So what can they do for us? Nothing. Nothing. But do to us what they do to themselves. I remember listening to Dr. John Henry Clark. I don't know if you're familiar with this one, Conrad, but he talked about, he say if some of these Africans knew, you know, what kind of beast they was dealing with, what kind of, what they did to their children, how they treat mm-hmm. their women. He said they would have been stopped in the boats. But many absolutely. Of us didn't know.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's why one thing Dr. Clark always taught was, he said, before you really get deep into studying your history, you need to study theirs. It'll give you a clear picture of who and what you're up against. And just like Dr. Jeffries pointed out, they've been trying to write us out of history in so many different ways. And it's just amazing that so many of us are still not seeing it easily. Like you pointed out, walk around with those damn Make America Great hats on and all of this other crap. It's like, wow, it's right before your eyes. Right before your eyes. Economics, politics, and culture. Hey, listen, I wish he could have stayed on, you know, longer, you know, because it's always a pleasure sitting down or just being on the phone talking to Dr. J. I mean, he will bring out some stories and some situations that are like, wow, mind-blowing. Just like tonight when he just was mentioning all those little tidbits of information, and then he dropped it. Well, that was Amos Wilson. It's like, wow. See the big picture things? I mean, it's so much great information, but I really want to hear from, I want some people to hit that number one button. I know y'all listening.
Yeah, we're watching.
Man, and Brother Cat Tip. And Brother Cat Tip worked his behind off every night putting this show together. I want some people to hit that number one button. I know a lot of people are listening. I know you guys are. And I want to hear what you guys have to say about some of the things that Dr. J, you know, brought out. He's 84 years young. And did you catch that? He's going to be at, what, 5-something in the morning on a call? 84 years young, and he talk. You want some? Want an example of passing the torch? Wow, and he's out there still putting in the work. Hit that number one. I want to hear what you guys got to say. Black power.
Black power. Black power. Y'all know how we do every day on this broadcast. We got to tell the truth. We got another flamethrower on the line. Our chairman out of Houston, Texas, Brother Emmanuel, Black Power Comrade. How you been enjoying the show? What's going on, Comrade?
Black Power Comrade, all respects to Dr. Jeffries and our work, Comrade, that's on the show. You said hit that button, and I was giving many of my other comrades and other listeners opportunity to hit it, and I just had to hit it also, man, because he was spot dead on, brother. I mean,
man, y'all know, brother.
It's knowledge, man.
I'm telling him, brother Emmanuel.
So, given
I'm telling him, brother Emmanuel, how you be on it
for us, after us, and those present at the moment. We give that homage. I thank you, brothers and sisters. But passing the torch, what torch are we passing? When you are educated by a system that wants to feed you lies, they give you a saying that says, if you want to hide something from a nigga, put it in the book. And a lot of people would be miseducated into thinking that symbolic statement means that niggas don't read. But they know that statement meant the exact opposite, because they knew they were going to give you the right to read again, but they took it away from you so that their system of foolery, of illusions, of changing it and remixing it could go on and then give you the book they wanted you to read. And so you would get this book and you would run around and feel like you just got a victory because now you can read, and you're reading the stories from this book, and you're internalizing them, and you're believing them, and you're passing them down with the greatest intentions. But the book that even you got your truths from is a book full of lies. It's his truths. And so we must go into the books and understand that it is more than one book. Because, see, in that statement it said, if you want to fool a nigga, put it in a book. Yes, you can fool somebody if you put it in one book and if they only read that one book. But if they do as their father teaches them and go out and read all the books, they'll get a complete understanding, and they'll know of all the lies in that one book given to them, meant for them, administered to them. And they themselves, by getting the complete story, will be able to break the bonds of anything cast against them. And so we have to go back and we have to look over our scholars again and find out where they whitewashed, because we got a lot of them that's running around and they screaming, I'm black and 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 I'm black. And then they going home to something that ain't black and I'm black and I'm black. They not living a life of black and I'm black and I'm black.
they're not right in the hood with them being black and black and black every day. And so you find out they were given those educations. They were given that book by the man who, as our general would say, the man who wouldn't treat us right. So we know he wouldn't teach us right. He made us want to come to his universities and learn, as the doctor said, his story. And he gave us accreditation if we knew his story. But if we knew our own, we get no accreditation. None of our people would want to listen to us because we didn't have those accreditations in front of our name given by him. His accreditation ain't worth nothing. But we have to learn it so that we'll know what the true understanding of those words in the other land is. It's the Meduneta. It is the hieroglyphics. It is the Ebonics. It is the slang. It is the translations. It is many, but it is the communication. It is the education left to you from those before you so that you will know where you're going, where you've been, where you at. And when we get that in truth, we get all the books. You know he can't fool us because he only authored one, a version of you, a version of the truth. Oh, he's slick. But we also need that version. That version lets us know who he is. So I love how the brother said it because it's exactly what has been said before. The illusionist is here. He has no power but what you give him. Stop trying to get on his level. Stop trying to reach his height of life. Get his way of life. Why have to eat the meals at this time, and they said that, and the food pyramid is, forget all that they said. For they were the ones who did not treat you right. So they damn sure did not teach you right. But they taught they own. And they own walk around and they look at you. They look at you because they know the truth. They waiting on you to find out. And then a lot of them know that you already know. So it's a look of, it's a look of fear. It's like when you slap somebody and now they stand up and they're able to slap you back. It's the fear from what you did that has you looking the way you look at that person. And we've all seen that. But I love that the brother brought it out in such a magnificent form, because these are the scholars we need, those that haven't been whitewashed by this system, aren't selling us a bunch of the system's fake lies, but are giving us the deepest truths rooted in the original comedic understanding, the original tongues. And that's what Dr. Jeffries tells us to do. He tells us to go back and find it out, and when we apply our way, we make ourselves what we were always meant to be. One unit, one love, truth bearers. As Khaled said, truth terrorists, knowledge gangsters, black history hitmen, lie killers, urban guerrillas. We are the real forever roughnecks. That's what that is about. That's why they try to copy you. One love.
Black power. No, I was just testifying. I love it when Doc say that. Go ahead, Emmanuel.
Oh, no, we can go on forever, but I want to give the honor to the host, and I want to give the honor to those that have spoke on this panel and to those that are listening. And I don't want to take up too much of y'all time because it goes so deep. It's a long table of things that the doctor just covered. But those are the things that were given to us by this man. And So now, when we go deeper, we see those things replicated before. What that means is we see those things repeated before. You go on and you finding out now that some of the songs that Elvis got was by a black man. You find out some of the songs that some of these singers that you thought were black were white. But then you go back deeper and then you find the original writers of that song were black. They're going to remix. They're going to rewrite because they are not original. Listening. It's to find the complete truth. Don't be just fooled by one version. Your body has a natural tendency, a nature, undisciplined nature, to want to accept something quick and fast. But that is still even the illusion your body is giving itself. Because when you put that, this is an example, when you put that medicine in your mouth and you put water behind it and you swallow that pill trying to get rid of that headache, you think, ooh, the commercial said 15 minutes, it'll react and, oh, my headache will be gone. And you sitting there and you had this migraine or whatever, and you didn't pop that pill and put the water in, and 15 minutes later, oh, you feel better. Now you're able to walk and you're able to think, and you think, oh, kudos to the Midol pill or give homage to the Tylenol. But when you go into science, which is sealed proof, the essence of truth, you'll find out that any substance that you put in you in that manner did not make it to the top of your head and alleviate whatever problem it was in your head that you called a headache. You fooled yourself. They've allowed you to put toxins in and made you go run to the corner and buy those toxins. Did you know 12 Tylenols would be your last headache forever, but they give you a pill that has 36 and 24 right over the counter at the corner store? But they run your brothers and sisters down to the depths of hell in these prison pits for selling crack. But they sell it over the counter. They veil it. They fooled you. They fooled me. They fooled all. But they fooled themselves. And by their foolery, we find out I don't need no damn Tylenol. What is this that is in my head? What is making my brain feel this way? Surely Tylenol wasn't around 100, 200 years ago. What did they use? Everybody didn't die of migraines, so maybe I can take it. Maybe if I change my diet, maybe if I change my habits, maybe if I really care about myself, I wouldn't even put the smallest amount of poison in me. Maybe that poison is what's been giving me headaches. He says, don't be fooled by what sounds beautiful. Don't be fooled by the system that burned crosses in your heart. From the suits they wear to the shiny shoes, even the vehicles they ride around in, all these things are illusions to the most important thing. And the most important thing they know, we here to tell you, is you, your life, your heartbeat, not what you're wearing over your skin, not what you're wearing on the top of your head, your heartbeat, your life. And you must guard it in all manners, for deceit is here all around you. And it is beautiful. As we said before, the most beautiful angel was kicked out. The prettiest woman is the woman you go after. The prettiest man is the man you go after. So it is understood that it is nice things that can fool us. Know that lies come nice. Lies come beautiful. Truth is the same, but it is up to us to pay attention and understand the differences. I leave you as I come with the peace that only God may give. It's my wish to be with you and yours, and I know you will reciprocate the same to me and mine. So until we meet again, give us to us, Khaled. One love and black power.
Black power! Black power!
Black power.
Boy, I tell you, boy. We had Dr. Lil Jeffries on this broadcast. We want to thank our National Minister of Culture, Brother Greg. Yes, sir, brother. Let's keep on bringing on these heavy hitters. Yes, sir. We want to thank our National Chairwoman, Sister Krista Muhammad. You heard from her tonight very powerfully. And, of course, closing us out on this broadcast, y'all know Brother Emmanuel, our chairman out of Houston, always leaves a trail of dead lives in his path. I love the Conrad so much. We love you, family. Listen to New Black Panther Party Radio every night, 718-664-6398. We're going to take it out like Brother Emmanuel like it. Black power.
Hello. We patterned our lives today after a caveman and after a cave woman that just crawled out of the caves and hills of Europe and walk around today with an attaché case smelling like Pierre Cardin and smelling like Uchi and Coochie and Gucci and all that other stuff. This is a caveman. He spent 2,000 years, she spent 2,000 years in the caves and hills of Europe. I'm still talking about the goddamn white man. Spent 2,000 years in the caves and hills of where? E-U-R-O-P-E. This man, Elijah Muhammad, and this man, Louis Farrakhan, they teach us that E-U means caves and hillsides. Europe, Eureka, you've heard the term. EU means caves and hillsides. Rope is self-explanatory. They were roped or bound or confined within the caves and hills of Europe for 2,000 years.